From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program in our Savior's name. I'm glad to have you join us today, and here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining with me around God's Word. We shall listen in a moment to the fourth extract from our sermon, Danger Ignored and Salvation Neglected, and we will consider the consequences of sin. Then we play a hymn. And then it's over to Revelation, the chapter 13, in which we begin a study of God's description of the Antichrist. Here's the latest extract, then, from the sermon, Danger Ignored and Salvation Neglected.
Our danger comes from our sins, because our sins have brought us into the danger of God's wrath. Sin being the transgression of the law, we're in danger of judgment. You'll see there the phrase that is used in verse 2. Every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. The just recompense of reward for sin is eternal damnation. That's what sin justly deserves and what it will receive from the hand of God. Romans 6 and 23, the wages of sin is death. We have a very limited view of death this side of eternity. We think of death as the dying of the body, but there's a greater dimension to death than just the death of the body. That's why the Bible speaks about a second death in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The death of the body, that's only the first stage of the outworking of the consequences of sin. It is the second death, when body and soul cast into the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone forever. That's the death that Romans 6 and 23 is speaking about when it says the wages of sin is death. The death of the body and the death of the soul forever. The soul that sinneth it shall die, Ezekiel said. Did not Paul remind us? Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Sin will not result in you going to heaven, but the reward of sin is everlasting damnation. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. James gives us the history of the workings of sin. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. James chapter 1, verse 15. That process has begun in you, my friend. You see, lust has conceived a child, and you have given birth to that child. It's called sin. That which began in your mind, conceived as a thought in your mind, you've put into action, and you've sinned. Now, that sin which you have given birth to will bring death. For sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. This is the danger that our text is referring to. And you would be a fool to ignore that danger.
Thank you.
Today we're turning to chapter 13 of the book of the Revelation. This chapter is one of the most important chapters in all the prophetic scriptures. The Holy Scripture contains frequent and full references to a person who is to emerge in the affairs of this world at the end of this age. He is known as the man of sin, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, that wicked one. Wicked men are called and considered to be the children of the devil. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Matthew chapter 13 and the verse 38. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again in John chapter 8 and the verse 44, he says, "Ye are of your father the devil." He was here speaking to those who were opposing him in his ministry. The foremost amongst sinning humanity is the subject of this chapter 13. Verses 1 to 10 deal with the Antichrist, and verses 11 to 18 deal with the false prophet who promotes the worship of the Antichrist. The sea referred to in verse 1 is the Great Sea, referred to in Numbers chapter 34, verse 6, or as it is known to us today, the Mediterranean Sea. The word Mediterranean means the middle of the earth. It is indeed the sea at the middle of the earth. It has been stated by one Bible expositor, if we take a map of the whole world and mark by a line the boundaries of the prophetic earth in which the 10 kingdoms of Antichrist are to be revealed, they will appear little more than the coasts of the Mediterranean. This chapter contains the fullest and clearest description of Antichrist in Holy Scripture. It builds upon and enlarges the description given us by Daniel. It is worthy of the closest study by God's people, especially as we see the time of Antichrist's manifestation approaching. Let's start then by considering the one who is given this dreadful title, the Beast. Look at the descriptive picture of the Beast. "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power, and his seat, and great authority. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666." Verses 1 and 2, and also verse 18 of this chapter 13. Consider the location of Antichrist. He rises out of the Mediterranean Sea. This is the area of man's greatest achievements. From this region came the explorers, the inventors, the artists, and the musicians. Even that greatest and most spectacular of man's achievements in the past 100 years, the landing of men on the moon by the United States of America, had its origins in Europe, in that it was the technology developed by Germany and her allies during the Second World War that provided the basic skills and knowledge for the landing of a man on the moon. From that area, which has seen demonstrated so much of man's ingenuity, will come the man who is identified by the number 666. Six in Scripture is associated with sinful man. A triple six must indicate sinful man at the zenith of development, just as a threefold measurement will enable us to obtain the volume or cubic capacity of any object. This is the Antichrist who will stride on the world stage from the region washed by the Mediterranean Sea. The likeness of the Antichrist is also set before us. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. Verse 2. Here is a being whose likeness incorporates all the descriptive terms employed by the Holy Spirit when depicting the character of the four great world empires revealed to Daniel. I would urge upon you to read Daniel chapter 7, the verses 3 to 7. Here we have the leopard of Greece, the bear of Medo-Persia, the lion of Babylon, and the dreadful terribleness of the empire of Rome, all combining to create an unspeakably wicked, cruel being, in whom will be concentrated the varieties of carnal, intellectual power, and the diversities of outward greatness, which, on occasions, were seen in some measure in the great world empires of Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. The leopard of Greece is mentioned first. This is because the beauty and culture that was Greece will be most prominent in the character of Antichrist, thus making him carnally or outwardly attractive to sensual minds. The opulent luxury in which man loves to wallow was seen in the Grecian Empire as in few other of this world's dominions. The same desire after sumptuous living is rapidly emerging in our present generation. As never before, it is a time of eating and drinking and making merry. The one who will promise to provide freely such lavish merriment will be the most popular leader in the world. Little notice will be taken of what is being sacrificed in order to obtain such pleasure. For the leopard is not only beautiful and graceful, it is cruel and savage. So doubtless will Antichrist be. Now the description given us in this chapter 13 of the beast continues. But time has run out for us, so we will return to our study of the descriptive picture of the Antichrist in our next program. Join me again next week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.